We are up to Sif Zion. Nital Dado. Now, the Mishnah in Sukkah, Lamed Dal and Bebez, teaches us the famous halacha, Nitla Pit Masai Pasul. An esrog whose pitim has been removed is pasul. Now, most Rishonim understand that this refers to the what's known as the dad, or the style, which is the small tip protruding on the top of the esrog. It's the small tip right at the top of the esrog. And they disagree as to how much of this dad, this style, must be missing in order for the esrog to be pasul. And we'll see this in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Now, the Ramah will state that the missing pitum passels the esrog, invalidates the esrog, because it renders it chaser, lacking, incomplete. Whereas other poskim, we'll see, brought down in the Magen Avraham, and will be brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, they maintain that it passels the esrog because it compromises its hadar status. So let's see. Nital dado. If its dad was removed, what is that? Hu harosh hakatan sheshoshanta bo. It is the small tip that has the shoshanta, which is the stigma, on it. And if that is removed, then pasul. It is going to be pasul. Now, the Ramah continues, yesh machmirim im nitla hashoshanta. There are some that are machmir, if only the shoshanta, which is on top of the dad. Again, you have the top of the esrog, then you have this dad, which is the small tip, and then you have the shoshanta, which is like that flowery, woodyish stuff, roundish like ball on top of the small tip. Everyone knows what the pitum looks like. It has the little tip, and then on top of the tip, it has like a little roundish little ballyish entity on top. That's called the shoshanta. And so some are machmir, if only the shoshanta is removed, which is, he says, which is what we call the hainu masha anu korim pitma, which is what we call pitum. And he says, v'tov lahachmir, and it's good to be machmir, even if, where possible, b'makoim she'efshar. Then he goes on and he says, Miyul Inyan Dina, Ein Lusol Ella Imkeng Nital Hadad. However, he says, in terms of the core basic halacha, the esrog is not to be considered pasul unless the actual dad has been removed. Dahainu Ha'etz Sherosh Hapitma Alav. That is the woody part that has the tip of the pitum on it. And that tip is called the Shoshanta. Right, the hainu ha'etz shirosh ha'pitma alav, the harosh mikra shoshanta, and the top, right, is called the shoshanta. And then he says, chol zeh dafka shenitla. This is only if the dad was removed, but if it never had one, avalam lo haya lo dad me'olam. But if it never had such a dad at all, kasha, meaning if that's the way it grows, chayin rova has rogim shemeviim medinas elu, and that's the majority of esrogs brought. Meaning if it doesn't grow with the pitum, with the dad and the pitum, It is going to be kosher. And those are what we know to be the pitumless esrog. Okay, so here we go. Again, let's make sure we got the terminology here. There is the top of the esrog, which then moves into the dad, which is this small woody tip-like entity that then on top of it has a shoshanta, which is called like the stigma. And that is the structure. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Nital Dado. He says, Hu ha'etz shal rosh ha'esrog. He says that this is the woody part that is on the top of the esrog. Kemo chod hadad, resembling like the tip of a mammary gland, for no use of a better mushal. V'tochuv besocho v'oshashanta alav. And it is wedged inside the esrog. And the shoshanta is on top of the dad. Now he's saying it's like the chod hadad. It resembles the tip of a mammary gland. Mr. Brewer here is explaining that the reason why this style is called a dad, which often refers to the mammary gland, is because its appearance on the esrog resembles the protruding tip of the mammary gland. We continue on Sifkatan Lamid. Puzzle. Lamid. It's going to be puzzle. If the dad comes off, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's puzzle. The Havalei kichaser, because it is as if it is chaser. The Hine Milashon Nital Hadad, Mashma de Nital Ha'etz, Af Masha Takua, Besoch Ha'esrog, Venas Hashem Kimo Guma. Now, the expression, its dad has been removed, indicates that the woody part has been totally removed, including that which is wedged inside the esrog, leaving sort of a hole there at the top of the esrog when the whole pitum comes out. And that is why ulefichach pasul, and that's why it's pasul. Aval im nital rak masha lemala mina esrog, but if only that which extends above the esrog was removed, ein lahachmir, there's no need to be machmir. V'chein hiskim hataz ladina. And this is how this hataz holds. However, aval, yesh mina poskim shemitzadim lahachmir, afilu im lo nital rak lemala min haesrog. However, some poskim are inclined to be machmir, even if only that which is above the esrog is removed, right? Even if there is somewhat of a afilu im lo nital rak lemala min haesrog, v'sovrim d'zeh havi b'chlal chaser lidu. And they maintain that even this is viewed as chaser, even if it doesn't like create an actual hole in the top of the esrog. And if a little bit of the eighth of the dad remains, das ha-magan avram, the ein lahachmir b'zeh. But the magan avram says, if any of the wood piece above it remains, you do not have to be machmir. So there's three levels here we're talking in terms of the dad, where the whole dad is removed, into the part that is wedged inside the esrog, and therefore, once it's removed, you'll see like a hole at the top of the esrog. That, for sure, is puzzle. Then, many maintain that even if there's no hole remaining, but the whole dud comes off on top, right? In other words, it comes off, it gets cracked off on top, but there's no hole that one then sees at the top of the esrog, meaning the inside, the part of the pitum that goes inside the esrog was not pulled out, so that there's a little, like, you know, crater left in the top of the esrog. So there are many that say that that will still be possible, even though the implication seems to be not that way. But the Magen Avraham then says that if there's any amount of wood left, meaning any amount of dad left above the top of the esrog, you do not have to be machmir. And that was all, up until now, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brought a Yesh Machmirin that says that one should be Machmir, if it's possible, even if just the Shoshanta was removed. Hainu, she'efshar likach yoser mufchar mizeh. Meaning, it is possible to take an Esrog that is superior to this one. Namely, that is, the two, if you have two Esrogim, are equal in all features, aside from the fact that one is missing a Shoshanta, so that the esrog with the shoshanta is going to be viewed as superior, and one should take it. But then he says, "Aval imhu mufchar, ein lahachmir b'shoshanta." But if the other one is better, then one should not go ahead. And you know, in other ways, it is a better, more mahuder esrog. One should not be machmir because of just the shoshanta that has come off. Umikol makom nira de dafka im chaser rak shoshanta. He says, this is only if the only thing that's missing is a shoshanta. Aval im chaser gam miktsas min ha'eitz. However, if somewhat of the eitz, somewhat of the dad is off, af shiyesh o ktsat eitz l'mala me'ah. So even though there's a little extra dad that is still existent on top of the esrog, tov lahadar likach acher. Then, even though we saw the Magen Avram, who says you don't have to be machmir, that's going to be viewed as puzzle, still, the Mishnah Berurah here is saying that you should take a different one that will be more, and it would be more sure, more mahudar, if you have some other esrog where none of the dad has been removed. Ki yesh machmirim gam bazeh, because as we said, there are those, the Magen Avraham says you don't have to be, but there are those that are machmir even in this. Okay. Let's move weiter. Sif katan lamed beis. So we said if the esrog never had, it never grew a dad in the first place, never grew a pitam in the first place, so then it's kasher even if it doesn't have one at all. Kevin shekach haya briyasan v'zehu derech gidulam. Since that's the way it grew, that's its nature, and that's the way it grew. Ein lechanosam b'shem chaserim o she'enan hadar. There is no reason to view it as either lacking a chaser esrog or one that is not hadar. V'nikarim heim, and he says they are identifiable. Ki yesh b'mkom pitma kemo guma mitzchilas b'yasa. They are identifiable by virtue of the place of the pitim having an indentation of sorts. Because of, and it has like yesh b'mkom pitma kemo guma mitzchilas b'yasa. Because of be. Again, they're there from the beginning of its formation. And the Bikurei Yaakov writes, "This is a dafka rak kesheyesh guma ma'at." He said, "This is only when there is a small indentation." She'ein kam psul rak mishum chaser, so that the only potential psul is on account of chaser. V'kevan she metchilas briyaso hukein lo nechzar mimenu klal. Since it was like that from the beginning of its formation, and nothing was removed from it, it cannot be classified. Lo mikri chaser can't be classified as chaser. However, he says, "Aval pamim yesh guma amuka shechalala ad chadre yazara." Sometimes, however, there's a deep hole whose hollow reaches the seed cavities. V'nikar al yedei sheyachnis etocha chalal machat o shara davardak, and it could be identified by inserting into the hole a needle or some other thin object. B'zeh nira de pasul gamur hu. He says this appears to be totally pasul. Why? Sharei nakav b'tolada pasul kol hecha denikav pasul. Because an inborn hole is a psul wherever a puncture is a psul, as we will see, as we do see, k'deisa b'yeridaya siman mem gimel b'pri megadim b'kevan b'nikav ad chadrei azera psul hu adin b'nikav b'tolada. And therefore, since an esrog that has been punctured through to the seed cavities is invalid, the same applies where it was naturally punctured. Now, it should be pointed out that most contemporary poskim maintain that if the pitum fell off of the esrog while it was on the tree, the esrog is still kosher, but there's some disagreement as to whether this must occur in the early stages of the esrog's growth, or even if it occurs at the later stages of its growth. Machlekes Rabbi Yoshev, who's machmir, and Halichas Shlomo, seems to be mekel. A big issue is actually, what do you do when you really don't know, and you're not 100% sure, based on the simonim given here, whether or not it grew that way, and that's definitely an issue for the poskim. That's why you definitely need to have a good hechsher on your esrog. Now we move to Sif Ches. As mentioned earlier, most Rishonim understand that when the Mishnah says that esrog whose pitim has been removed, it's possible it's referring to the dad at the top of the esrog. That's what we call the pitim. There are Rishonim, however, who maintain that this refers not to the what we call the pitum, but rather to the what we call the ukits, or right, the ukits at the bottom of the esrog. Now, this happens to be the view of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, and this now the truth is the same Mishnah teaches nital ukto kasher. If the esrog's ukits stem has been removed, it's kasher. So according to this opinion, they distinguish between the part of the ukets that juts out beyond the flesh of the esrog, whose removal does not pass the esrog, and removal of the part of the ukets that is embedded within the esrog, whose removal leaves a hole in the esrog and thus passels it. Besides that, even among those Rishonim who identify the pitam with being the dud, many agree based on a brisa on Lamed Hey Amad Beis, that if the removal of the ukets leaves a hole in the esrog, it will be possible anyway. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah will paskin that way, as we're going to see right now. Now, other Rishonim actually argue all of this and maintain that even removal of the entire ukitz, including the part embedded in the flesh of the esrog, will not pasel it. And the Mishnah Brura actually will, as we'll see, will give some halachic expression to this view, even though it is not the view of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. So let's see. If the woody part by which the esrog hangs from the tree, what we call the ukitz, was removed from the actual body of the esrog and a hole is left in its place, the esrog is pasul. Ramah here adds, if only some of the woody part of the ukitz is removed, and even the slightest degree of thickness remains such that the entire width of the hole is covered, then it is kasher. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura here. Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, Nishar Mikomo Guma, Pasul, Tuhu Bichlal Chaser. He says the reason, if it has the hole, it's going to be Pasul, is because it will have the status and be categorized as Chaser. Now, although none of the actual flesh of the esrog is missing, a hole here in the esrog is treated the same as if some of its flesh has been removed. Okay. And he says now, if it's a compelling situation where there's no other esrog in the town, Hela b'tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, the Chacham Tzvi in his tshuvas writes, she'yachol avarech alav afilu b'yom rishon, that you can actually make a bracha on such an esrog even on the first day. Considering that with regard to Shas HaChak, it is stated at the end of Tuf Resh Mem Tes that you can make a bracha even on totally puzzle items. The Chol Shekein Bezeh, and all the more so, here, should totally be Shitas Rishonim, okay, that here, even more so, you can make a bracha in this case because it is really dependent on differing views of the Rishonim, Kemavor Beis Yosef, as pointed out in the Beis Yosef, right? As mentioned in our introduction to this Sif, right? Some Rishonim maintain that even if the removed Okitz leaves a hole in the Esrog, it remains kosher. Therefore, one will be able to recite a bracha over it where there is no other Esrog in town. There are other further grounds for being makel in this case, and we won't get into that as well over here, but that is brought down in the Be'er Hagra, according to the Magid Mishnah. And he goes on now, the Mishnah Brura, who adin benitla pitmasa v'nasa guma v'ein achar be'ir. He says, the truth applies, he says, when his pitam has been removed, leaving a hole, and there's no other esrog in town. Gam kein yechol avarech alav afilu b'yom rishon. One may likewise recite a bracha over it, even on the first day, since, as we pointed out, there are some Rishonim that maintain that this is entirely valid. Okay, remember, this is the view of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, cited earlier, that the pitim of the Mishnah is referring to the ukitz and not what we call the pitim. But again, this, you know, is a very, very serious shat hatchak situation where there's mamish no other esrog in town that you can't get a hold of. To be able to, and then, and only then would you be able to make a bracha over such an esrog without a pitim or an okay, where it actually the leaves a hole in either the bottom or the top of the esrog. Finally, sif katan lamid dalid. Benishar ovi kolshuhu shekol rocha v'chulo. The chule Ramah says, if only some of the woody part is removed, and even the slightest degree of thickness remains, such that the entire width of the hole is covered, then it's going to be kosher. So he says, Rotolomar shenishar min ovi ha'etz v'socha esrog shir katzar. Ramah means to say that a small measure of the thickness of the woody part remains embedded in the esrog, so that it can at least, so that it can at least fill the entire width of the hole with its thickness. Right, the stem must also fill the entire depth of the hole. The thin layer of the stem remains within the indentation, but does not reach the top of the hole. So then again, the esrog will be puzzled here. So he says, "V'after l'malam in aguma lo nishar mashahu gam ken kasher dehu lo dehu lo mikri chaser." Because even if nothing remains above the hole, it is still kasher as, and because it's no longer going to be classified as chaser. So again, what he's saying is, if nothing remains above the hole, it's going to be kasher as long as, and it's not going to be considered chaser, because basically, if the whole woody part remains embedded in the esrog, so and it fills the entire width of the hole with thickness, it's totally fine. But again, it has to, as we said, has to rise to the edge of the esrog. If it does not reach the top of the hole, then the mefarshim say it's going to be like the same thing. We have like a hole in it, and again, it's going to be puzzle, unless, of course, you know, we have one of these shas hatzchak situations, and then you can rely, as we said, on the tshuvas chacham tzvi. But those are really shas hatzchak, where there's no other esrog around town.